It is New Year's Eve. It's 2021, and we're now in the final hours of the year. I'm sitting here with some very dear family members, and directly across from me is my brother, my brother-in-law, Andrew. Yeah. Wow. Competing with some kitchen noise here. How are you feeling, Andrew?
I'm feeling okay, yeah.
In a matter of a few words, how would you describe your 2021?
Stressful, isolated, and frustrating.
Looking ahead to 2022, if you don't mind sharing it with the program, one personal or professional goal that comes to mind when you think of the year ahead?
Just cleaning up our finances. That's the easiest one, the most prominent, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah.
To just, now that we've consolidated everything, we want to just be better at our finances. Yeah, stewards. Mm-hmm. I was actually trying not to say that, but yeah.
That's a good word. That's a good goal. I think Mrs. Cavey and I have that goal too. I'm also here with Aya. Aya, how are you feeling right now?
I'm good.
And we should actually, before I put the same questions to you, tell us what we've been eating here. I don't know if you had any, but
I had a little bit of the chicken pot pie from the pie hole earlier. That was good. And then everyone else had some ribs, baby back ribs, and pancit. Yeah. It's a good meal.
It's been good, yeah. We were able to celebrate with Angela and Lily and Hannah and Elaine. Am I forgetting anyone? No. Okay, back to you, Aya. When you think back on this year, like what's something that jumps out in your mind as pretty significant in the year, or how would you summarize it?
There's a lot of changes.
Yeah.
A lot of big changes.
Big changes. Can you tell us about one of those changes?
Just like in our circle of friends, like cutting off some people who were just not part of our lives. Like we just didn't feel like they were a necessary part of our lives anymore. And then including other people a little bit more because we knew that they would be important to us in the long run. So just, I don't know, like consolidating our circle a little bit more. Yeah.
Being strategic with the friendships, that is so good when you're putting your emotional energy where it's really going to make the most impact in your life. Mm-hmm. That actually reminds me of a book called Necessary Endings by Dr. Henry Cloud. Are you familiar with that one? Okay. And Aya, when you think ahead to, and you are working today, so you're a little on the tired side, but when you think ahead to 2022, what's one goal that you would have for the coming year?
I've taken on responsibilities at work to be a manager for the clinic. So just doing my best to support the clinic in a managerial role, like whether that's dealing with patients and patient relations or dealing with the interpersonal relations with the different RMTs. Mm. I think that's my goal, is to just to be like a good representative of the company.
Nice. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. And Happy New Year to you both. We've got to raise a glass here at some point. I'm going to make my way over to my lovely wife here in a moment. But first of all, a very special individual right here, my father-in-law. So, Dad, how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling good, thank you. Yeah. I've been out with my with a very close friend of mine. Spent a few hours before the year closes. So that was a good year.
Now, when you think back, same questions, I guess. When you think back on 2021, is there something that stands out that you think, wow, that was a significant moment in this year?
Well, we made some financial decisions, and it probably, not really knowing about what the future lies, but seems like it turned out to be a good decision. So, that's
good. Yeah, and that's very exciting. Maybe we don't want to say too much more about that just for privacy reasons, but I'm really happy for you and Mom. Now, looking ahead to 2022, what's something that you're looking forward to or maybe some kind of a hope that you have for this coming year?
Well, for it's pretty hard to say what the future looks like, how it would turn out to be. But for us, we just want to stabilize what we have right now and really don't know what's going to happen, the impact of all these changes in the world, politics and financial. But I'm just hoping for the best.
Amen. And right now, as we speak, as we're recording, got this variant Omicron flying around. Is that something that worries you, or how do you feel about that?
Omicron, it's the news all around, but it's what to me is that there's a third booster that's supposed to be implemented, and so to me, I don't have a problem taking a shot because I've already had the first two shots anyway. So it's just like if there's a third one, there's a third one.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, it's a. I guess so. That's how it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure that joke's been made many times, but yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you and Mom are taking care of yourself. And just rounding the circle here, I'm sitting beside my mother-in-law now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's gonna be a new year.
I know. We're in full party mode right now, as you can tell. Now, Mom, before I ask you the same two questions, I'm looking at some beverages on the table. Tell us, first of all, what we're looking at and what it is.
Okay, the first one, the little stout bottle, is water kefir with, I think, some peach, fresh peach on it. And the second one is ginger beer. It's not really a beer. It's ginger ale, natural. And both of them, the water kefir and the ginger beer, both have probiotics. So I made them myself, have them fermented. So I'm drinking it. It's a very good drink.
That's right. Yes, we are enjoying some of your homemade kefir. So thank you for that. That's been a good education for us. And fortunately, this bottle opened without any explosive results a few minutes ago. You have seen that. So, Mom, when you think back on 2021, we're in the final hours here. What comes to your mind? Is there a particular highlight or moment or something you're taking away from this year?
Well, it's about the same because in my job, being an accountant, it doesn't stop. So my job still continues. Actually, it's more in demand because, you know, you apply for the subsidies that the government give and so on. It's been busy for me, really. So.
And you and Dad are both very active at the church. How are things with the church community these days?
Things are really looking good because we did miss attending church. We were on Zoom service for over a year, so I really missed the fellowship with the co-believers and so on. So, and we moved church from being in the gym in a school to a real church, Brookswood Baptist Church in Langley, and it's awesome. We love it there.
So good. So good. Hey, by the way, has your church announced any changes in policy with the new, there were some changes that were published over Christmas break? Will they be checking passports at the door or anything? Or?
No, we haven't done that yet. But last Sunday, we didn't go to church because of the snow. So right. Everybody decided that, you know, we'll just do Zoom service.
Yeah.
And it depends, too, what happens tomorrow if we're going to be at church on Sunday or not because of the snow.
Wise move to play it safe. Okay, Mom, last question, and maybe we'll pause this episode after this, but what's something you're hoping for in 2022?
Well, I was thinking maybe I should retire.
Yeah.
But then the advice of my sister-in-law is that and she was an accountant, a tax specialist. It says she was so bored when she retired. So I'm thinking, okay, I might be in that same situation and I might really miss working. And since there's no kids in the house, just me and my husband, so I'll take it easy. But I don't think I will fully retire.
Okay, well, I'm not sure if we're rooting for one way or the other, but do what makes you happy, Mom, and what you can manage, and that's probably the right way to go. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.